President Bush has made it clear that he'll consider retaliating for this week's terrorist attacks. NPR's Alex Chadwick spoke to Leon Firth, who served as National Security Advisor to Vice President Al Gore.
Mr. Firth, President Bush declared war on terrorism and called on other nations to join in. But how difficult is it going to be for him to build a strong international coalition?
It depends on the kinds of actions that he is going to propose taking. He starts off with the advantage of a great deal of outrage around the world and also a sense, I'm sure, in other governments that there, but for the grace of God, go they. So that helps induce solidarity. But even so, they're going to wait and see what he proposes, and then we're going to find out how far they're ready to go with us.
China, for example, has offered to help, but the United States has accused China of selling arms to rogue states and even suggested that some of those states sponsor terrorism. Can we cooperate with China on this, or even Russia, for that matter?
In the case of Russia, I think they definitely believe that cooperation against terrorism is in their interest. The Chinese also have concerns about international terrorism, and so I think this is a domain where they may actually follow through on their statements.
Pakistan today, the government of Pakistan, says that the United States has demanded its cooperation in preparing possible actions against Afghanistan and sites within Afghanistan, and that the government of Pakistan is considering how to respond to those demands. How can the U.S. accomplish its goals against terrorists without going too far? Can we be doing things like issuing demands to Pakistan?
First of all, that's their version of what we said, and I'm not so sure that I would take what they say at face value. A lot of what they say may be for domestic consumption in their own country. But I'm sure that the U.S. has asked for their cooperation in very firm ways. Pakistan is a very fragile place. It has a government which basically installed by overthrowing a civilian government. It has a tremendously bad economic situation. That government walks a very fine line. How they are managing to balance out all of those problems and still respond to this situation is it going to be a big problem for them. But I think the United States has absolutely got to have positive action and not just lip service from them.
But how to accomplish goals against terrorists without going too far in military strikes, or is it not possible to conceive right now of going too far in military strikes?
It is possible to imagine going so far that we turn opinion, which is now on our side, against us. Militarily, I think the president will have to do what is necessary, but to the extent that he has choices between doing enough and doing something which is really overkill, he'll have to look for those.
Leon Firth was Vice President Al Gore's National Security Advisor. He spoke to NPR's Alex Chadwick.